I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Beans date back thousands of years to South America. While most gardeners grow the low bush version, originally this plant was a sprawling climber. While bush beans, and stringless bush beans in particular, are a modern vegetable, pole or runner beans are more versatile. Modern bush beans are bred to produce most of their beans within a week or so, and then they're done. While pole beans produce a little later and more slowly over many weeks. There are also some attractive, unusual pole beans to try. One popular heirloom is the scarlet runner bean. This climber features beautiful orange flowers, tasty immature beans, and attractive mature beans with pink and or black coloring. There are versions of the scarlet runner bean too, such as golden with chartreuse colored leaves, painted lady with pink and orange bicolored flowers, and sunset with peach-colored blooms. Runner beans grow well in cool temperatures. If you have a hot spot in your garden, try the yard-long pole bean. It loves the heat and produces 3-foot-long green beans. Only a few beans makes a meal. Red noodle has burgundy-colored beans that hold its color when cooked. Plant pole beans in a full-sun location. Build a teepee with branches or poles and plant 4 beans around each pole. The tendrils will wrap around most poles easily and climb on their own. You can also grow pole beans along a wire fence or in a Three Sisters garden climbing on corn, sunflowers, or amaranth stalks. Plant the beans when these plants are knee-high. Harvest pole beans for fresh eating at any stage, but before the beans inside begin to form. If you miss a few, let them mature into dried beans and either cook and eat them or save them for next year. And now for this week's tip. With our cool spring, preheat the soil with black plastic mulch now when planning on growing melons, eggplants, and peppers. Either plant through the plastic in a few weeks or remove it when planting. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about elderberries. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.